Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest, Evangelist Gwen Floyd. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so glad that you decided to be my guest this morning. Evangelist, can you share a little bit with us about yourself?
Well, I just retired from Columbus Public Schools, working with children that were 4 years old, and I'm evangelist of the church I go to, Manna from On High Ministries, and of course, I'm a grandmother, I'm a mother, I have 5 children and 6 grandchildren, and I just thank the Lord for meeting Evangelist Stringer for the first time, and then becoming friends with her online.
Yes, what a blessing. We're talking this month about the necessity of prayer. And just looking back over your life, I know that you have so many testimonies that prayer has brought you through. Can you just share a little bit with us about that?
Yes, I actually, just recently, we have been praying for a house, to purchase a house. And we were doing that for several years, and then eventually we came in contact to be able to sign for a house. And then it went did not go through, so we just trusted the Lord and continued to keep looking and signed 2 more contracts. Somebody overbid us on all of them, and this last one was something that I thought I didn't want, and I was praying about it, and when I got here, this was the house. So that was through answered prayer. And then I had another experience with my husband. He did some walking in the neighborhood, and I needed an exercise bike for myself for health reasons. And he said that he was just thinking and just praying, Lord, how can I help my wife to get this bike? And he said, as soon as he finished praying, the gentleman was watching him as he walked days and days and said, hey, can you use an exercise bike? That's through prayer.
That's through prayer. What a mighty God we serve. Yes.
I was going to church, and I was in a whole lot of pain, and they asked me, did I want to stay home? And I said, no, I want to go to church. Tears was coming out of my eyes. I was in so much pain. It was in my back. I didn't think anything about a heart attack. And when I got to church, it was just so bad, so they called the squad, and when I got in the squad and they hooked me up, they said, ma'am, you're having a heart attack right now. And I was praying. I said, Lord, today is not the day. I got things to do, and I thank you in Jesus' name. And guess what? It was fine, and I'm still here.
Wow. Prayer changes things. And can you just share with the audience today the necessity of prayer, how important it is to pray? We have so many different avenues of what we think would solve our situations or our problems, but it really is the necessity of prayer.
Well, prayer is definitely necessary simply because the scriptures say men ought to always pray, according to Luke, the 8th chapter, 1st verse. And it lets us know how important it is because this is a way to communicate to God for him to answer the things that we stand in need of. And we should do this consistently. And it also tells us to pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean while you're asleep, you're still praying, but it means every time you think about anything in regards to something successful, you're praying. And so we want to be encouraged to do that, because sometimes you can call your friend and say, you know, I was praying for you. You were on my mind. And they say, you know what? I was going through something. I'm so glad you did that. So it's very important for us to pray one for another, and we will be healed as well.
And I agree with that so much, Evangelist Floyd. Just look at our country today. I mean the political world. I mean everywhere you look, there is trouble. The Bible, I'm reminded of 1 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, I believe it is, and the 14th verse. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and
turn.
You have to turn from your wicked ways. And I will hear from heaven, and I will heal your land. Now, we're praying, but God will answer us on our conditions. We have to turn. We have to seek him, and he will heal our land. We are in need of healing today.
Yes, in every area of
every
our life.
Area.
Yes, we're in need of prayer in every area of our life. When you wake up in the morning, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. And you know what? All throughout the day, as we continue to think on the Lord, then we are in need of it, because sometimes things are so wicked. You can go down the street and shoot, and somebody's just shooting, and it doesn't have any name on it with those bullets. But you know what? The mercies of the Lord, because you prayed, God can protect us from those things seen and unseen, the dangers of the world.
Yes, he is. He is our protector in the time of trouble. Evangelist Floyd, can you please encourage our listeners and then end us out with prayer?
Amen. Listeners, today, I want you to be encouraged that you pray for whatever it is that you stand in need of, and then you got to learn to wait on the Lord. Well, Lord, I want a car. I need a car. And then you don't get it when you go to the shop. Maybe it's a circumstance is too high or anything. But you know what? Be encouraged to wait on the Lord, and he will answer your prayer. And so I want to thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for sharing me with the people of God. And Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your mercies that you have extended to us one more time. Lord, we're so grateful for all of the people that are crying out for souls, crying out for those that are in need, crying out for those that need water, need food, need healing. And Lord, we thank you for your answers and your timing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Floyd.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.